been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday. Boy, there's a lot of twos today. It's Tuesday. It's 2-22-22. So if you're going to the track today, there's your exacta box, your trifecta box. Not going so well at the track on Wall Street today, however. It's a bit sloppy. We've got the Dow down 191 this morning. Well, that's better than the futures were last night, Barry. So,
yeah, I was watching those things.
Yeah, you know, the Dow is only down 190. It's at 33,888. The S&P 500 is down 10 to 43,038. The NASDAQ went positive for a while this morning. It was down 300 last night. It's down only 39 this morning. 13,508. The small caps are down a quarter of a percent. Crude oil is up. No improvement really in the Ukraine situation. Oil is up to 223 to 93.30, and of course we're seeing a lot higher gas prices. I saw diesel around here at 399. I'm sure it's higher in other states. Gold is up 390. Gold hasn't been above 1900 in a while, but there it is, 1903. Silver moving too, up 22 cents to 24.21. The euro, 1.13. The 10-year is up 2 basis points. It'd be up a lot higher were it not for these global concerns. The 10-year's at 1.95. And Bitcoin, which rallied up to 46,000 recently, that thing is volatile. It's back down to 38,000. It's obviously a risk-on asset, in my opinion. And it's clear back to 38,052. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show, Best Inverse Funds, Best ETFs, whatever the case may be in this wild and woolly market, this e-ticket ride here in 2022. And today is 2-2-22, and it's Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Wow, I'll tell you what, look at the twos. Well, where did we leave off? If you can remember, clear back to Friday, we had a nasty day on Friday. The Dow was down 233. The NASDAQ was down 169. Gold was the big winner on Friday as that Russian-Ukraine situation has really taken the forefront here. It's on the front burner right now of the market. And the market doesn't like the different scenarios that it sees right now. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I've got Barry Keit here, chartered financial analyst after a three-day weekend. Nice. I feel rested today. I got some gardening done yesterday, some plants transplanted into the garden. So,
I know, but we got flowers. Azaleas are starting to think,
I think
it's spring already. They're a little ahead of the game. But
Yeah, I love it. I love springtime. Okay, well, Russian ETFs plunge. We don't have any Russian ETFs right now. We got rid of them all, you know, back when the Cold War ended. RUSL is down 11%. The Ukraine conflict looks poised to escalate, and now there is a standoff. There was some talk yesterday about another meeting between Putin and Biden, I think on Thursday, but that was only if Russia did not invade, and they've recognized two self-proclaimed separatist republics in eastern Ukraine. That's not a good sign because that kind of gives Russia a reason to go in with guns blazing.
Yeah, with peacekeepers. With they're going to enter with peacekeepers. Is what?
Yeah, peacekeepers. My foot. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Some sanctions because of this action. Now the sanctions are starting. Some sanctions were announced by the U.S. and its allies as Putin planned to send in peacekeeping forces. That's all. They're just there to keep the peace. Though Russia has continued to deny plans of an invasion. And meanwhile, over in the Ukraine, they said they'll stick to a peaceful path, with President Volodymyr Zelensky emphasizing that Putin merely legalized troops already present in these self-proclaimed republics in 2014. But then his words heated up. He says, "We are on our land. We are not afraid of anyone and everyone." Well, we'll see how this all ends up, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be solved through diplomacy unless, you know, major concessions were made to Putin. Well, that's hitting the stock market again today. It's a big dose of uncertainty. The markets don't like uncertainty. It's hitting the energy stocks today for the good, although they've backed off somewhat. Commodities continue to be very strong. And, you know, you're seeing movement in the safe havens, which, generally speaking, is the bond market. That's what's keeping interest rates under 2. They were well over 2. They were at 2.05, but bonds are always seen as a safe haven. And you've got some money leaving the stock market going into the bond market. Let's see, safe haven. Well, what does Russian Vladimir Putin want in Ukraine? He doesn't want them joining NATO, that's for sure. He kind of wants to go back, you know, he feels like Ukraine historically has been a big part of the Russian Empire. He just wants them back in the family again, you know. But he wants to be able to exert and call the shots, pressure, and be able to call the shots over there in Ukraine. Ukraine is very important strategically. You know, you see that that river that leads to the ocean. Russia is landlocked. It's got one little port up there, but they could certainly use Ukraine. Ukraine is a fruit basket to Europe and other parts of the world. So, you know, that's what he would like to do. Kind of just take Ukraine back. And I don't know what anybody's going to do about it, honestly. What are they going to do about it?
Right. All we can do.
Other than the sanctions.
Yeah, all we can do is, you know, try to position our portfolios for, you know, for some type of event, which we have. I saw an interesting read this morning, and I guess J.P. Morgan came out with a best and worst stocks sensitive to Russia, and it was funny. I was looking through some of the outperformers, and a handful of them are, of course, names that we own within the portfolio. So,
well, that's good. Yeah, the fertilizer stocks.
Yeah, fertilizer names. Even Devon Energy was on the list.
Yeah, natural gas.
You know, one interesting name I saw in there was Marathon Oil, which just had a pretty big fire or explosion in their refinery in New Orleans, which, of course, another potential for higher gas prices, as you hit on at the beginning of the show.
And they were already seeing some sanctions on Russia because of these two little breakaway republic. The U.S. will continue to pursue diplomacy with Russia until tanks roll, which believe it could happen at any time. Of course, after the close on Friday, you know, President Biden did that press conference, and he said he's absolutely convinced that Putin is going to invade Russia. So, you know, and the Nord Stream pipeline is in the mix. That's not going to happen if he invades, according to Germany and according to Biden. So that's also in play there.
And breaking news. Yeah, breaking news on that. Berlin actually just suspended the Nord Stream 2 approval in response to Putin's decision on the on the Eastern Ukraine territory. So It's a fluid situation, put it that way.
Germany was kind of waffling on that, too, because they need the heat. Maybe it's getting warm over there, and they don't feel like they need it as badly as they wanted. Now, speaking of Germany, this happened last Friday. German factory inflation surged to its fastest pace in the post-war era. We're talking World War II. Okay, fueling expectations that producers will pass higher costs on to consumers. What do you think their PPI came in at? It came in at 25% in January compared to last year, the sharpest growth since 1949. You're talking 73 years. That's not good. I think it's going to be difficult to put this inflation genie back into the bottle. Well, when we come back, we got a lot to talk about here. We've got a new Trump offering today. I see that. I see a merger, and I see aluminum and nickel prices soaring. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Dow down 130 right now. S&P's actually up, and there goes the NASDAQ up 28. Can you follow the bouncing ball? It was down 300 last night as we were retiring for the evening. It was down about, maybe 100 this morning. It's been as low. It opened up, down. Then it's positive. The NASDAQ is up by 32 points.
Yeah, I was afraid to look when I woke up this morning.
I know. I didn't know what to expect. The sky was falling last night.
When I went to sleep, yeah.
I got to believe the NASDAQ's maybe reacting to the drop in interest rates.
That's what I was. I mean, I was actually surprised yesterday, you know, during looking at the futures, because the NASDAQ was actually out, you know, and of course, down more than the rest of the names, while interest rates were coming down as well. And so I was kind of the same thinking with you, that it's got to, you know, you would guess that that's got to be interest rate based.
Yeah, and that interest rate thing, I mean, the only reason interest rates are down is because of the Ukraine situation.
Yeah, quite the safety, right?
For
everyone's buying treasuries and dollars.
Yeah, and I can't understand why there's some buying going on in the NASDAQ, but that's the way it is right now. Okay, Trump's big Truth Network, it's now on Apple, it's in the iTunes store. And the BestStocksNowApp.com, it's now calculating the everything is correct right now, and the last thing I need to correct before tomorrow is the target prices on the stocks with earnings, okay? The stocks without earnings, the momentum grades are right on everything, the ETFs, the mutual funds, and the stocks without earnings, and the rankings are correct there. We're down to just the, we got two numbers out of place, and the co-developer of the app had to go to a wedding this past weekend. So I couldn't say, nah, you got to stay home and fix this. We'll get her fixed today, okay? Now, you just have to go into the individual views. You have to go into the search and click on Apple, AAPL. It will bring up the individual view. We don't have the screens and the filters working yet. We're working on that over the next several days, and we're continuing to work on everything. And we're going to get the Apple version of the app on the mobile version back up this week, too. I'm working with our Apple people there, too. So we made major progress, and you can now look up your stocks once again, and we're making them all. We're making the whole database available to everybody for a couple of weeks here at BestStocksNowApp.com. BestStocksNowApp.com. All right, the Truth Network is up and running. Like I say, that's DWAC, DWAC. Let's see how that
It's getting a boost today. It's up over 10% at the moment. I think it's been as high as about $99 today. So.
Yep. I found it at 12 and talked about it on the air. That was several months ago. Unfortunately, I bought it. I said, you know, this ain't going to do well. Whether you like Trump or not, it's going to do well. And my little $12 buy went to about 35. I was happy, and I sold it. Now it's at 93. So anyways, that's it doesn't have earnings. It doesn't have sales yet. But this obviously all came about over him being deplatformed from Twitter. And the CEO there of that company is Devin Nunes. And then the other one, how's it doing? DWAC, DWAC, is up 10% today on 10 times normal volume. And the other one is CVSI. How's it doing here today? It was up a little bit last time I looked. That's the competitor to Google or to YouTube. DVS. No one is. You know what? How come I always forget that symbol there?
I can't remember it. I never can remember it either.
DWAC. CFVI. See, that's Rumble. CFVI is Rumble. It's up just 3 cents today, but it's come a long ways. It was $9.63. Now it's $14.16. There is a merger. Cummins Engines acquires Meritor. That's a pretty big deal, actually. Cummins Engine and Meritor is an auto parts company that makes a lot of truck parts out of Columbus, Indiana. Those two are going to get together and merge. Aluminum nickel prices soar to multi-year highs on Russian supply threat. So there's another, you know, consequence. There's another direct hit on a lot of these commodity prices that come out of Russia. The biggest one I've seen jump lately has been aluminum. Now, I see the aluminum stocks are off a little bit today. I always go to Alcoa on that. It's actually down 2.8%. And then the nickel. Nickel's used in the electric vehicle batteries. And also coal prices have just been rocketing higher today. That's been one of the hottest commodity plays here recently. And the coal stock that I look at, well, there's a couple here. We'll look at them here in a little bit and see how they're doing. On the downside, man, I remember when DraftKings was red hot. I think they were about the first sports betting company to go public. And DraftKings kind of had a head start on everybody else, especially in the baseball world. But DraftKings has just been pummeled here. It's a long-duration stock, Barry. It's the very epitome of a long-duration stock. They have not come even close to breaking even, you know, or having an even quarter. Their sales have grown. But since they came public via SPAC, they were one of the first SPACs back in 2019. They rocketed higher from about $10 a share all the way to $64 a share. That was last August. Well, then interest rates started going up, and long-duration stocks began to lose favor. We actually owned DraftKings in the very, very early days and made some money on it.
Yeah, when it was still basically just a fantasy, you know, fantasy sports play. While they were trying to get all the legal from state to state, right? Getting some of the online actual gambling in place. The problem with that business is you've got to, at least on the front end, as they're trying to build a user base, they're, you know, they offer so many, you know, a free bet on your first one, right, up to $100. So essentially, they're, you know, it's basically advertising, right, to get you to place a bet on there. They're giving away money on the front end.
Yep.
Right. And so that's why, I mean, like you said, it's long duration because they're spending a good bit on the front end to get that user. And then hopefully on the back end, right, that person, you know, individual becomes profitable to them, which in a rising rate environment, not the best combination. Right?
No, and in addition to that, they've got a lot of competitors now. That
exactly.
is a fiercely competitive business. So they basically have to buy their clients by giving them money to gamble and hope they stick around. Okay, when we come back, we'll look at some tech stocks here. This is Bill Gunderson at Barry Kite. It's the Best Stocks Now show. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, as I go through my list of A-plus momentum stocks, this is out of a database of 6,000, Barry. There's only 32 right now. That shows you how weak the overall market is. And the overall grade of B-plus or better, there's only 198. Okay, now at one time, I had about 900 B-plus or better. Right. We're down to 198, and I'll be going through those today. And on the momentum list, that A-plus list, down to just about 32, we were up around 200 here. When the market was strong. So that's how weak. The predominant technical pattern in the market right now, I'm drawing a lot of downtrends. That means lower lows, lower highs, descending. You can draw the lines. A lot of downtrends in the market. That's the predominant pattern in the market right now. Now, I think instead of going right to the tech stock, let's just step back for a minute and look at the earnings season, which is now 84% in the books. 84%. This is the last quarter of last year, which is, you know, a distant memory right now, but it's very, very important, to continue to watch earnings and earnings expectations going forward because they hold all the cards. It doesn't really matter. You know, I think in the end, earnings are more important than what Putin does. Earnings are important, as important as the Fed, where the Fed will impact earnings for the most part. They'll impact target prices. You'll see multiples shrink. But if interest rates go too high, it could also impact earnings of some of the companies that have a lot of debt or need to continue to borrow money. 84% of the S&P 500 companies have reported earnings. 77% have beat their earnings estimates. That's about average. And 78% have beat their revenue estimates. Earnings growth is currently expected to be up 30.9% versus the same quarter last year. The revenue growth is eye-popping, 15.5%. And therein, you know, I think that revenue growth kind of points to, Barry, all of this demand coming back and people buying, and there's not a lot of supply out there, and hence you're getting the CPI and the PPI numbers rocketing higher. The appetite to buy stuff is there. The people are buying. But the supply hasn't caught up yet, and it may be quite a while before it ever does. The S&P 500 forward PE drops to 19.2. That's pretty significant. It was at 23 before the Fed started rattling their saber. We reached a forward PE of 23,
and that was a relatively quick move, by the way, from 23
quick.
To where we're at now.
Yeah, down to 19. Now, if you want to know, if you want to see evidence of what we've been saying, is that as interest rates go higher, the P.E. ratios and the multiples shrink. And the higher the P.E. ratio, the more vulnerable the stocks or sectors are to these shrinking multiples. And that's why you've seen, you know, 50 or 60% taken out of a lot of the high flyers that were really bloated to begin with. And then as a little fear came into the market, they started to sell off. Then as interest rates started going up, they got hit, you know, by a double-barreled shotgun to bring their prices down 50, 60%. So, yeah, we've seen shrinkage. And interest rates really have not gone up that much. They've gone up about 50 basis points. Imagine what happens if they go up another 100 basis points from here. What that's going to do is going to bring that multiple back into the 16 to 18 range, you know, somewhere in there. Okay, for 2022, which we're now in, we're not going to get the big we had 47% growth in earnings last year, somewhere in there. This year it's going to be more like 5.2% or 8.6%. 8.6% is what the analysts are projecting right now. And we're not going to get sales growth of 16.5% like we saw in 2021 this year, but we're going to get 8.1% revenue growth. So the key there, Barry, is we're still looking for revenue and earnings growth in 2022, the year that we are now in. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, we've got earnings growing. You know, the difference is, right, like you said, the those dollars of earnings, right, or people are paying less, right, for those earnings, but those earnings are still actually increasing.
So. Yes, as of now, we're looking for a record year of earnings this year. Last year is going to come in right around $208. And this year is expected to be right around $226. So that's pretty decent growth, but the issue you have now is we're not putting a 21, 22 multiple on those earnings anymore like we were. We can't because interest rates have been going up, and that's been shrinking multiples. Nevertheless, the target price for the S&P 500, the consensus, and, you know, they're behind the curve. What can I say? They're still at 5,300. You have to use a multiple of about 23 to get to that, 24 to get to that level. That just is not going to happen. So the major Wall Street analysts are behind the curve, which, you know, they usually are because they, I don't know how often they update their reports. We may still be seeing old numbers out there. But anyways, 84% of the companies are now in the books, and we are looking this year for record earnings of $226 per share. What are you going to put on there? What kind of multiple? You put a 20 multiple, and you're looking at about a $4,500 target price, and that's kind of where we are right now. We're just below that. So that's one thing the market's grappling with. And, of course, you know, the technicals of the market, as I look at the charts, they're not very healthy. The chart of the NASDAQ is the weakest by far. And it wouldn't take much, really, to shove the NASDAQ into a bear market. There's a level there that if the NASDAQ were to break that, technically it's in a bear market. The Dow looks better because it's a lower P.E. index, and we've been talking about that. The Dow has more exposure to oil and gas, more exposure to the banks, more exposure to the industrials, and those lower P.E. Okay, should we be buying AMD here? AMD upgraded at Bernstein. Firm sees 30% upside potential. So let's put AMD under the microscope for a minute. That's a nice pop in AMD today. It's up 3%. It's starting to give it up, however. Here's my problem. AMD has a P.E. ratio of 41. And I just don't know that AMD can support that kind of a multiple in this kind of environment. And if you look at the chart of AMD and connect the tops over the last several months, you're going to see descending tops. The ultimate top was at 164, then it sold off, and then it rallied to 156, which is lower than the previous top. Then it sold off, it rallied to 138, which is lower than the previous top. Now it's sitting at 117. That's just not a very good chart on AMD, and you have a relative strength of 83. But, you know, hey, don't listen to me. We don't own AMD. We've made a lot of money on AMD in the past. We sold it fairly recently. We didn't like the way it was trading, and we're very, very nervous, very, very nervous. There goes my right leg shaking uncontrollably. There goes my left eye. That 41 P.E. ratio just makes me very nervous in this market. I can't sleep at night. You know, I was last night, Barry, I said to my wife, I said, you know, hey, look, the futures are down 400 on the Dow, 300 on the NASDAQ. I'm not even worried. We've got those inverse funds in place on the vulnerable areas of the market. And we are long in the areas of the market that would benefit from this situation. So it's nice to be able to sleep at night and not have that worry. If I was 100% long-duration stocks, I'd have been up all night. Of course, I would have never let it get to that point. Those stocks should have been sold a long time ago. All right, some other stocks in the news here today. Louisiana Pacific, lumber prices soaring. There goes LPX. It's up 3%, breaking out. And, you know, here's the combination, right? Here we go. Relative strength, 90. PE, 5. That's the kind of combination we want. Now you can look up in the Best Stocks Now app. You want A or A-plus momentum. And PE's under 15, let's say. All right? And AMD obviously doesn't fit it. LPX does. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. The market has taken a decided turn for the worse. The Dow now down 258, S&P down 16, and the NASDAQ now down 41. Okay, I think in this final segment, I'm just going to take a sector that has those characteristics. And the Best Stocks Now app, which I've made it available to everybody for the next couple of weeks till we get it back to its original beauty, you can access all the stocks. Now, normally, you know, we limit it, the free version. We call it the demo version. It gives you access to 500 stocks only. But for the next couple of weeks, you can test drive it. BestStocksNowApp.com. And you can see all 6,200 stocks, but you have to, the screens and the filters aren't working right now. But you can go on any stock you want, go to the search, click on search, enter the symbol of the stock, and what you want to see is a relative strength, a momentum grade. We call it momentum grade. That's our relative strength equivalent. You want to see A or A plus. And then in the valuation section of the stock, you want to see a P.E. ratio or a forward P.E. ratio under 15, 16, okay? So if you, then you want that combination of those two, though it doesn't mean I run out and buy them, but those are the kind of stocks that I prefer in this current environment. And that rules out Shopify. That rules out AMD for now. That rules out a lot of stocks out there that we used to own but don't own because the environment and the market, the winds are blowing in a totally different direction than they were back in 2020. Okay, so here's one, two, three. Three from the same group. We'll start with Star Bulk Carriers, SBLK. Okay, so if we enter SBLK into the app here, SBLK, it's in the transportation shipping sector, transportation ship. And shipping costs are soaring right now. Well, the price of fuel is soaring. That's one of their biggest costs that they have. It has a momentum grade of A+, SBLK. It has a momentum grade of A+. The P.E. ratio is currently let's see, where is that P.E.? There it is. P.E. ratio is currently at 4.95. That's the forward P.E. ratio, and the P.E. is 4.4. So you've got that relative strength, A+, momentum grade, we call it, forward P.E. of 4.4. That's Star Bulk Carriers. It's ranked number 362 out of 6,126. And we go to the chart. Guess what? It's hitting a new 52-week high today. SBLK, a $3 billion company. It's a dry bulk carrier, not an oil carrier. And it's headquartered out of Greece, where a lot of these shippers are. Then there's another one in the same group, which confirms that this is a pretty hot sector right now. Genco Shipping and Trading is GNK. GNK is headquartered in New York, pays a dividend yield of 3.2%. And if you look it up in the app and type in the symbol GNK, you will see the forward PE ratio. PE is forward PE ratio. Ah, we're not seeing it. What the heck? They don't have, oh, I see. Okay, well, it is, it's very low. The P.E. ratio is 8 on Genco, GNK. And we have a momentum grade of A+. This is one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and buy these stocks. I'm giving you examples. This is currently ranked 475 out of 6,126. The third one from this same group, Golden Ocean, G-O-G-L, Golden Ocean, P.E. ratio 5, the stock hitting a new high. It's an international tanker company. These are all dry bulk carriers. It's headquartered in Bermuda. Okay, it's got a little bit different. Most of these shipping companies are domiciled in other countries, okay. G-O-G-L, Golden Ocean, P-E ratio 4.5. The forward P-E is 7.8. And the momentum grade, the all-important momentum grade, is A+. All right, so there's three, all from the same sector, that have that combination of high relative strength or momentum grade and low PE ratios. Now I'll give you a coal stock, HCC, which is Warrior Coal, which is headquartered in Brookwood, Alabama, hitting a new high today. And you may not like coal, you may not like what it does to the environment, but it's in a sweet spot right now because we're in this transition phase. And the price of coal is soaring. It, too, has that same combination. Forward P.E. is about 5, and the momentum grade there is A+, stock hitting a new all-time high. So commodities, I guess you could say, Barry, and commodity-related stocks, which, you know, the dry bulk shippers carry these necessary commodities. You know, we go to the grocery store and we take it for granted. You know, where that flour came from on the shelves.
Yeah, you want to talk about some momentum grade, just go to your grocery bill,
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe some of the things that $5 for a crumbled blue cheese. You know, us Norwegians, we have to have our blue cheese.
I think I paid $6 for a spaghetti squash. Like, I'm thinking, you know, my late grandmother would slap me across the back of the head if she knew that I paid $6 for a spaghetti squash.
But anyway. And it gets caught in your teeth then. Right. I'm going to grow some. Don't be buying your vegetables. I'm increasing the size of my garden. I'm doubling the size of my garden this weekend. It's pretty big now, but you know what? I just feel like I'm not paying these prices. That's another thing about Scandinavians. We don't like paying full price for spaghetti squash. All right. Well, anyways, that's today's show. If nobody's doing anything at where you're at, or if you're just lost right now in this crazy environment, give us a call. GundersonCapital.com. Go to the website or 855-611-BEST and use the website for free. Look up your stocks, BestStocksNowApp.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.